Displaying the motto will restore the importance of patriotism in the Florida school system. Bill sponsor Democrat Representative Kimberly Daniels says,
"The motto is inscribed on the walls of this great capital. It's also inked on our currency and should be conspicuously displayed so that this generation will have a revelation of the foundation of this country."
The president of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, Reverend Gary Johnson, says the motto will help kids feel safe.
"One nation under God with liberty and justice for all. That's the saying. But what is the action? When kids come inside of a school system where they're faced with obstacles every day, kids need to be reassured that their safety is beyond things that they can see and touch."
But Sue Waltansky of the group Common Ground worries about the cost for the school districts.
"I'm concerned that if we put an unfunded mandate to display our motto in the schools with the amount of funding we have now, that there may not be the funds to give it the respect it deserves. So if this is going to be unfunded to the schools, you may turn out with something less respectful than our flag."
But Representative Daniels points out as long as the motto is visible, there are no specifications on how big it must be.
"Actually, I don't know the dimensions. And, you know, just like anything else, when policy is put in place, as long as it's displayed."
The bill is now heading for the House floor, but its Senate companion has not yet been heard in its first committee stop. For WFSU News, I'm Devondra Alston.